U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Jordan today. He vowed justice for the abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison outside Baghdad. "I can tell you straight from my heart," Powell said, "we will deal with this. We will see that justice is done." The White House and the Pentagon have argued the Abu Ghraib prison scandal was caused by a few out-of-control soldiers and private contractors. But human rights activists say brutal treatment behind bars is all too common, including in U.S. prisons. Corrections officers say abuse here is rare, but they also warn that some violence is inevitable, as tough-on-crime policies put more people behind bars for longer periods of time. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The news from Abu Ghraib brought a feeling of déjà vu to Stanford psychology professor Philip Zimbardo. More than 30 years ago, Zimbardo conducted a now legendary experiment. He divided a group of students into two groups, prisoners and guards, and left them alone. When he watched through a hidden camera, he saw that within days, the guards had turned into sadists.
Brutalizing the prisoners in almost every way imaginable, stripping them naked, putting hoods over their heads, depriving them of sleep, which ended with simulating sodomy. The amazing thing is those are exactly parallel to what's been happening in the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq.
It got so bad, Zimbardo had to interrupt the experiment, but he says he learned one thing.
Prisons are inherently a place that will corrupt human nature.
The reality is far more complex, according to those who've worked inside. Ted Conover spent a year as a guard at New York's Sing Sing prison. Despite the institution's tough reputation, Conover says rough treatment of inmates was a last resort.
The general thrust of modern corrections is you don't need to weigh 250 pounds to do this job effectively, that you should be able to handle most prisoners by your ability to negotiate and stay calm.
But Conover says the threat of violence between guards and prisoners is constant, and that sometimes guards know they have to use force simply to reassert their authority. He recalls one incident when guards were searching for a missing piece of glass that could have been used as a weapon. Prisoners were told to submit to a full body search or else.
The word was, we're just showing them who's boss. And several of them resisted. They refused. And so cell extractions were performed. Four guys in a row wearing protective gear go in like a bulldozer, holding a riot shield, squish the guy against the back wall.
These kinds of standoffs may amount to judgment calls about when physical force is really necessary, but prisoner rights advocates say in too many institutions there is plenty of clear-cut, systematic abuse.
It's simply an accepted fact of life that part of the punishment you receive is going to be rape.
Margaret Winter of the ACLU Prison Project says her organization has successfully represented over 100,000 prisoners who brought suits over prison mistreatment, from sexual assault to bad medical care. Winter says these problems only grow worse as prison overcrowding increases.
Then the tendency is to let nature take its course. That's a way to control the prison. And I think that could be a common thread here.
Corrections officers have been working hard this week to distance themselves from what's been uncovered in Iraq and to point out that guards in the U.S. are usually the victims of violence. They say most corrections officers feel they're part of the law enforcement community, that they're doing a job that's only becoming more important as the prison population grows. James Gondels is executive director of the American Correctional Association.
We don't decide who goes into the jails and prisons in America, and we don't decide how long they're going to be there. America wants people who commit crimes to serve severe penalties. We have the largest inmate population in the world, and our inmates serve much longer sentences than most other inmates in any other country in the world.
That trend means that prisons will continue to be laboratories for ways to contain violence, whether by guards or by prisoners. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.